Welcome to episode 203 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And today is January 22nd, 2013. And, my name's Greg DeLacy, your host, and also co-hosting with me today, Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Again.
Yes,
still.
You are.
Always.
You're like that, the rock. I can always count on you. Rock of Gibraltar.
Or like that mole you just can't seem to get rid of.
Also true. Also on the podcast this week, Mr. Mike Chin.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
I have internet this week.
That's great. It is good to have you back. Mm. So I thought for sure your internet woes was just code word for I'm just being lazy and don't want a podcast.
No. You know what happens when you don't have internet for a while? You start to go crazy. You start to go, well, what can I do? Get me out of here. Get me out of here. So that's what happened. And they found me on the streets.
Okay.
So I'm okay.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's been one hell of a week, actually. You know, I've been spending it homeless, running around crazy with my top off. But luckily, I'm back to normal just in time for the show. So.
Fantastic.
No one would have known that all that terrible, terrible stuff in my life just happened. So, good to
right.
stuff. Yeah.
Good. Moving on.
2003.
Mr. Richard Primrose in the house.
Good evening, Bubble Wits. How you doing?
Tell you what, sure Primrose, will. This show struggles with the talent. you know what I mean?
Right. Well, the last time I was on here, it was, I can't even remember.
You don't remember being on the last time.
Yeah, I can't.
Yes, to quote Rich at the beginning of this,
Have we done the game of the year?
Did we do the game of the year? Yes, Rich, we did the game of the year. Where was I? You were on the show. Oh. Really? Yeah.
Oh, cool. Rich is...
You guys are like family.
Good stuff.
That's what it's down to. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we are a podcast about video games.
Yep.
No.
Not about alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could talk about alcohol. We do occasionally.
Booze.
Chris, are you surprised? Right? You sound surprised, Chris.
What am I surprised about?
I just like the fact that you're so monotone, I guess.
I admit I've been paying no attention ever since Greg said my name. I usually shut down until we hear the jingle. What happened?
Oh,
honest,
God,
though,
it's good.
Chris. Dave Bond, yeah. He's always honest.
Well, so Greg usually calls me first, and so I say hello in whatever droll voice I can come up with. Hello. And then you two jammer on about whatever's going on your side of the ocean, and I just wait for Tara to come on and ask me what I've been playing, and then I'm ready to go.
Speaking of which.
It's been snowing a lot.
No, you will not get that segue, Greg.
I know. Son of a bitch. It was right there, Mike. It was right there.
Job. I worked segways
perfect. Listeners, all right. We're trying to work out what my job is on this show because Primrose does some of the graphics and stuff. Greg obviously does quite a lot, edits the show, and looks after the site. Chris contributes to the site. He does some articles, which I wasn't aware of. And Greg does some videos. So I don't do anything, which I assume that I'm naturally the talent that turns up and everybody, like, rolls out a carpet for me. But my job is to cut off segues.
Yes, that's
to be fair,
job.
Mike, I've only done two articles, so it's not like
well,
I'm
that's way more than I've done.
Massive
that's
contributions.
Double. That's yeah. double the more, you know, than the amount that I've done.
I mean, Mike, at one point you were contributing. You know, we had Fanboy Speak.
Yeah,
it was an exciting time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell when I was the transition from university to the world of work.
Yeah, that transition can be tough.
Yes.
Yeah, my transition around the same time, I think, Mike, I transitioned from university to the world of work. And my transition came in the form of my gamer score has been the same for the last 4 years.
Mine's pretty much the same as well. Like it's slowly like decreased in how much is going on. Yeah, it's yeah. doesn't increase very often there anymore. But yeah,
I think I went from like 5,000 when I started graduate school to over 100,000 about the time I finished graduate school. And now it's still at 103,000. So yeah, I just kind of.
Yeah, you were on an insane pace for a while.
I was achievement whoring though. Like I played Saw. Come on. There's no reason to play Saw other than to get 1,000.
I liked Saw.
Oh, I hated it. It was terrible.
Now, Chris, if you said you played CSI games, then I would say
I did play a couple of CSI games.
I thought that was good.
The last one was okay, but the first one that I played was awful. And I think literally like all you had to do was press A.
You had to swap the condom on the inside and the outside. That got me. That tricked me, you say. Never thought of swapping the outside.
I'm pretty sure we could do an entire podcast of mentioning games that Chris played for Gamerscore, and then Mike would just cut in with, I quite like that. I like that game.
I'll bet not. Let me see. I'll bet you I can throw one out that Mike didn't like.
Go.
The Bourne Identity.
No, that wasn't very good at all.
No, it wasn't.
I logged it for a bit, and I was like, this is the whole game. Right, okay, done.
I liked it for how long were the credits? I liked it for that long.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Now can I transition into what we've been playing?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, we've just been talking about what we've been playing. May as well just keep going. Sorry, Tara, not this week.
Not this week. Wow, cutting her off. Yeah, we can do that. Let's just keep rolling.
Whoa, Tara's fired.
Shit, Tara got, she got sacked.
I think UK you're supposed to say she's been made redundant.
No. Oh. Well, you don't fire anyone in the UK. You make them, why don't you go for a voluntary redundancy? You're sacking me. Well, if you went for a voluntary redundancy, you get a bit of money. You're sacking me.
Voluntary redundancy.
Yes, that's what they constantly ask. When they're looking to cut jobs, they ask the whole workplace, does anybody want to leave? That's pretty much what they do.
Well, I suppose if you can get someone to volunteer.
It's a very British way of doing it, isn't it? Like, look, I don't want to fire you because it'd be terribly inconvenient, but would you like to leave instead? You know. And it works out for some. Anyway, we should definitely talk about video games because this is getting boring.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Matthew, is nothing the accurate term for what you've been playing?
I did play. It's not quite accurate. I did play a bit more of the XCOM, but I think the listeners have heard enough about the XCOM. Although Rich has been having some adventures this week.
I was just going to say, if they're sick of XCOM talk, I'm pretty sure Rich is going to be bringing it up.
Too late, because as soon as we pull Primrose's string, it's over. So I have been playing a bit of XCOM. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna offer an apology to the gaming universe. I want to finish The Walking Dead. I want to play episodes 2, 3, 4, and 5. The problem is I can't seem to put together 2 hours to sit down and go through an episode. I will.
How many hours have you put into XCOM?
A lot, but not in 2 hour chunks. That's the problem. And the problem is I usually would rather play XCOM. So before I hand the baton to Rich, who's going to tell us about Steve and Greg and all the various shenanigans that they've been getting into, I'm going to say this about XCOM, and then I'm going to hide under my desk while you all throw things at me. The PC version is superior to the console version. Done.
Yeah, whatever. I can believe that.
Well, yeah, I not going to argue with that. I think PC versions of most games is superior.
No.
Does it mean I'm going to run out and buy a PC and play it? No.
Does it mean I'm going to be your PC bitch? No.
It should. It should. It should mean all those things. In fact, it does mean all those things, except for Greg. I can't control that.
Mike, you're Mike Crackle big time.
Yes, Mike. You're a little staticky crackly.
Is it okay now?
It's when you get excited, I think.
Bah!
There you go.
Did it do it?
Perfect. No.
Oh, okay.
Keep talking.
All right, fine. This is staying in the show.
Anyway.
Totally.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay, so
did you like
PC Elitist has spoken.
Did you like episode one, Chris?
Well, so the thing that I like best about the thing that makes the PC version a little better is the interface. There's more options with the interface. It's not perfect. It does work very, very well with the controller, but it's the textures. The textures seem to be a bit more high res on the PC version, and it seems to just move a little more smoothly.
But
otherwise, like, I'm not saying the console version's junk. The Xbox version that I played works really well. The control schemes are laid out really well. The PC version, just with a little bit slightly higher resolution, is a little bit better to look.
It's got the little extra polish. Yeah. I can see that. I can totally understand.
It's a little shinier.
We do like shiny things.
So, back on The Walking Dead, Chris, you enjoyed episode one then?
I did. The thing of it is, I want to sit down and play like a whole episode at a chunk. And I haven't been able to like tear myself away from XCOM long enough to do that.
Fair enough.
I really want to, so I can go back and listen to like Stuart Fowler's interview with the Walking Dead cast and the spoiler shows and all those things. But yeah. I'll get there.
It's a good interview.
I believe it.
She was a nice woman.
Seems like she would be a nice woman.
Yeah.
All right.
Feels wrong saying she was a nice woman.
She's a lovely woman. Let's talk about her.
Greg, no.
Come on. Save the show.
Rich, XCOM, talk to us. We know you're going to bring it up. Let's just get it out. Let's get the white elephant or the big 800-pound gorilla out in the open.
I think I should talk about something else first.
Damn it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I've been playing Far Cry 3.
I love the rhythm in this show.
There is no rhythm.
Boing, boing, you know what I mean? Just, it flows beautifully.
Mike, Far Cry 3. To know about me, I don't do fucking segues. Okay?
Far Cry 3.
Yeah. I've been playing Far Cry 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it the shit?
It's a very good game, yes. And I wish I had played it earlier because I would have been spouting off a lot more about it when we were doing the Game of the Year nominations.
Think it would have kicked Dishonored to the curb in your discussions?
As far as enjoyment of games that I played in 2012, I would say that it was one of the most enjoyable games I played last year. And I would say that it was more enjoyable than Dishonored. So, yes, I think it would have taken Dishonored off there. The gameplay in it is excellent.
Is it still bad that it's shrink wrapped right in front of me right here?
All I will say is, I think when you open it, Mike, you will be very, very. It's your sort of game, I feel. So I've got a feeling you're going to like it. Yeah, so, and I think any sort of fears you've got about Far Cry 2, don't worry about it, mate, because it's a completely different ballgame. Yeah, so as far as the story is concerned, no spoilers or anything like that, but the initial tasks that you're told to do when you first start playing the game, I've done that, but the game just keeps on giving. So it doesn't finish there, and you carry on, and there's still a story to be had. It's not like it just unleashes you to do what you want on the world. So the story's got legs. I know there's been a lot of talk about people being disappointed with the story. I feel, you know, for a first-person shooter, it's probably one of the best story games I've played. So I'm enjoying it.
I love the story, but in terms of story legs, I think that they cut the legs off at the end.
Okay. Well, I might not have got that far
yet. I've heard about the end of this game. Like, a lot of people are a bit disappointed with the end of this game.
They just could have done so much more than what they did.
Is it just frustrating because they did so well? Like 99% they did so well, and then like the end they just didn't do so
well. Well, I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers away because I know a lot of people are still playing the game.
Everyone all wants
to. No. There are survivors. There's people that will die. I mean, that is a given. But the game, it introduces a couple of characters. The one character we all have seen in the trailer is Voss. I feel like they really didn't do enough with him. They could have done a lot more with his character in terms of having him more present in the storyline. And
I agree.
Once they get past, Voss plays kind of a big role up until a point. And then they introduce a new character. This new character, I actually enjoyed and thought could be as intriguing as Voss was to me, as far as villains go. And this new character plays a very, very short role in the storyline. And then suddenly there's a third character that I scratched my head and I said,
what?
Why does this character even play some kind of significant role in my story? And again, I'm going to stop it there because I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody, but, it was like building up to a great finale, and then the finale just, it was like they had nothing left, and they were just like, oh, well, we'll just do this. Here, done.
I'll finish at 5 o'clock, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I needed to have a finale, so okay, here's a finale.
Hmm.
And they do have some choices in this game, and that's another area where I looked at it and I'm like, why? And there's a particular choice that you are asked to make, and I said, why in the hell would I ever pick choice B versus choice A? I mean, it's not even a question of – I mean, there's nothing in the game that ever makes you feel choice B is a choice you should even consider. But it's there. And to me, it felt like it was there just for – you know, kind of a quote unquote achievement type thing, but anyway. Got me all riled up.
Primrose.
Mm.
Yeah, next one. Mobile game. Yeah. which I've been caning the arse off again, and I've had this for every year. Tilt to Live.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't played this.
I just keep going back and back to this game.
Oh yes, I have, sorry. It's like Geometry Wars, right?
Yes. With the tilt mechanism in your mobile device. So, a bit of an interesting dynamics cracked off in our house because my son caught me playing this on the iPad. And he's got hooked on it as well. So he's been playing it on the iPad and I've been playing it on the iPhone. And it's probably the first game that's like a skill-based game that I've played on both devices. And the way you play it on both devices is completely different. And it's the first time I've seen that. Because you've got such a largest playing area on an iPad, I'm finding the scores you get are completely different from one device to the other. But the balancing in both games is absolutely brilliant because of the way that they put the enemies to you. It's so well balanced and the weapons that they give you whilst you're playing it. So I think I've mentioned it before. Tilt to Live, basically like Geometry Wars, you've got enemy red dots spawn all the time and they're chasing after you and stuff. And as you're playing, you get various weapons and power-ups popping up on the screen which you can use to help you. Shields and so on and stuff like that. But it does a brilliant job of unlocking new weapons as you're going along. So it's got tons of longevity in it. Really is a good game for, you know, just wanting to go back to it and playing it. So now me and my son basically have got challenges going off, between the iPad and the iPhone. So I keep giving him my phone for half an hour to try and beat my high scores. And he keeps letting me go on the iPad to try and beat his scores.
Nice.
But the difference in the scores is massive because the iPhone, you could barely touch 1 million. This is me. But yeah, on the iPad, you can get up near 3 or 4 million. So yeah. But it's really well-balanced game. Worth checking out, definitely. I think it's only cheap as well. It's 69p or something daft like that. So, yeah. And finally, on to XCOM. Now, XCOM is crossing the boundaries of reality and gaming for me now.
Not those boundaries.
yeah. It's
you start looking at environments and go, oh, you can put somebody on the cover there.
Yeah. And also, real life is now blending into gaming life. I now know that if I meet Steve Conger one day in America, that he will be the baddest ass dude ever. And I know that he's gonna look like Dom out of Gears of War, but he won't be dead. Because Steve Conger is absolutely
holy crap, man! Spoiler alert!
Yeah. Tommy's dead. So I've done the thing that everybody does. I've plotted loads of people into my games.
Am I in it?
Yeah, you're in it, Mike. You're in it.
I clearly don't do a lot on this show.
You're a rookie at the minute. You're a rookie because you've died numerous times. I said this before when we started off.
Sounds about right.
Sounds like my stand-up comedy career.
I've done the Duke Scaff. Duke Scaff always does this thing where he role plays, especially when he's played a game to death like Skyrim or Fallout or whatever. He'll get himself into a role. So I've put Mike Chin's got a story in my game because he's died so many times and he's failed so many times. I brought Mike Chin back and he's had a sex change. Mike Chin is now a ginger. Caribbean woman.
Ginger Caribbean woman.
She had an identity crisis as a young girl and basically did the full change.
That's funny, because
there's a lot of resentment there. There's also a lot of resentment from the years that have built up. So now she's badass and now she's ready. She's only a rookie. She just joined. She's there. She's sort of like Rihanna in Battleship.
I do have an announcement to make. I am going to have a sex change.
You see?
I'm moving to Jamaica, so this is...
Boom. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Sorry about
that. Game changer.
Yeah.
So, I've had other comedy
happen as well. I was off work on Thursday and Friday, so I was playing a hell of a lot of XCOM. Christopher Matthew basically got killed by Greg because...
he had it coming.
A berserker came out and started shouting at Greg. Greg panicked and shot Chris.
Well, okay, in my defense, have you ever actually looked at Chris's like profile picture up on like Facebook? Or, I mean, if you put him next to a berserker, you could make the mistake. I'm just saying.
Chris,
you know, anything? In a panic, I turn, I see Chris looming over me. I would shoot every time.
Yeah, you shoot early a lot, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is just funny.
I feel like I've heard this before. Have we done this?
Yeah,
we've had that conversation before.
So I've got my best sniper. Is a really good sniper in real life on Call of Duty. That's Matt, all praise to me. He don't listen to his podcast anymore, but he used to be a member of Gate. RT84, he's up on the wall now because he's died, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Red Dog, after dying, has come back within a vengeance. He is now Greg's apprentice.
Oh, why hasn't he had the fucking sex change?
Because he died once. You died about three times, Mike.
Fucking hilarious, isn't he? Like, you're...
So, Pete Red Dog, he's come back as a heavy. Greg's training him up. And he's around about, he's after a captain now, I think. So
Pete, just come along, Pete. Yeah. Just remember, you see the big bald dude, shoot him.
Yeah. Chris Matthew is actually now my Steve Conger Jr. because Chris Matthew came back. They cut the head off his corpse because the brain was still alive. They basically cryogenically froze that.
You've been playing this too much, Regen.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Amal, I think this has become the Primrose XCOM podcast.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm loving it. But I've got a question, just a question of tactics, because... I'm not too sure about all the stuff that you're doing back at the base and all that lot. I took Chris's advice about satellites and I'm on that right now. I've got that under control. I think I've only had about four countries drop out and it's shitty countries like Canada. Sorry, Cash Missionaries.
They don't podcast anymore. Don't worry about it.
The alien base. I'm grinding to get rookies ranked up and stuff. And is there any point in doing that? Or is it just worth going gung-ho for the base?
The base isn't like the end, right? There's more.
Right.
No, so I thought that.
Take your A-team to the base.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And go ahead and move forward.
Yeah, go in prepared. Do not go in with rookies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a long battle too. It's not a short mission.
Yeah. I've had another long one on a supply ship. Have you done that one yet?
Yeah, those take a while.
Yeah, took a long time. Yeah, that
was they're good though because you get lots of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Loads of computers and stuff. Yeah, so that's me though.
Okay. Mike, I see you are playing a game from 2008?
2008, that's correct.
Yes.
Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway. Now I know people listen to this show for the current and new. so I've been playing that. And in a way, it's a lot like XCOM in the fact that it's a disc and a game and you put it in your Xbox. Right, so that's where they're similar. But in other ways, they're not similar at all. I just wanted to mention XCOM so I could get Chris's attention. But
I love Brothers in Arms games.
Brothers in Arms were different to other shooting games because of the strategy element.
Right, the squad.
And playing Brothers in Arms now, a few things stand out. We have come a long way in portraying characters and story, especially Gearbox, you know, because in Borderlands 2, they're so much better at it, you know, to creating characters that you recognize, that you like. It's a little bit easier in Borderlands because you can be a bit more outrageous, but still, everybody in Brothers in Arms looks the same. You know, all white people in this game just look exactly the same. I have no idea who's talking. It's just the acting's really wooden, the animation's really wooden. So it'd be really nice to see like a modern version of this type of game where, you know, you could send your troops and flank your enemy and all that. Because it kind of reminds me of Full Spectrum Warrior as well. And I just wish that either another Brothers in Arms game that did this came out, or a Full Spectrum Warrior came out to give me that itch again, because it's so good. But there are a lot of bad things about the game controls wise. I have to change the whole control scheme of a game, which I very rarely do. I usually stick to the default. But I was struggling. And first of all, holding A was sprint. Right. And I was like, nope. In a first person shooter game, that's strange.
Left trigger go into like a squad view or something
that? There you go. It did that. So I changed it to basically, Call of Duty controls almost.
Okay.
And they're not as quick and as smooth as Call of Duty controls, but they basically are. So that works a lot better now. It's a shame that there isn't another one of these that we could like that's more modern and the controls are a little bit up to date and the graphics are better and sharper and I'd be up for that, but it doesn't hold too well, to be honest.
Well, yeah. So interesting thing about Brothers in Arms as I'm thinking about the game and drawing correlations to XCOM. In XCOM, you have these shields that appear above your characters' heads that kind of show if they're in cover, they're not in cover, they're exposed. And Brothers in Arms actually was one of the first games to ever introduce that kind of tagging, if you will.
There's a little circle above your enemy's heads, and it would indicate a group of enemies or one enemy. And the more you shoot it, the more the dial goes down until it goes grey. And then when it goes grey, it kind of has like about 10 seconds before it goes red again. And you can suppress.
Right.
And kind of like the fun, I suppose, with these games and Full Spectrum Warrior was running from cover to cover is a risk. So,
you suppress your enemy to move your troops around.
Exactly. So you suppress your enemy and you send this squad from point A to point B. And it's like a risk, you know, you watch them try and get over there and you suppress and it's cool and you feel like part of a team. You're not the one lone ranger badass that you are in other games. And I think that appeals to me and a lot of people. I think that risk of, and I suppose that's why you play XCOM, isn't it? You know, I haven't played it, but like, there's a risk of going to this cover. There's a risk of using this strategy, and there's a risk of sending this guy this way. And that all comes into play, and that's really exciting. And I just wish that this was more of a popular trend than it is. And I'm sure somebody will come back and deliver something like this again, but it feels like it's going to be a while. Like, Full Spectrum Warriors was such a glorious game. I loved it so much. And that was made by Pandemic. Pandemic have gone. So God knows right. Where that's going to happen. So yeah, it's decent. But yeah, and maybe a little rough around the edges these days. I've also been playing a game on the iPhone, called Score. Now, Score is a soccer game, which for me, I don't like football games. Right? I don't like football. But my friend showed me this today and he said, check out this game. And what it is it's real goals that have happened in the history of football. You know, famous goals that were scored. And what you have to do is you have to replicate the scenario. Okay. So all it is, it sets it up and you have to draw the path of the ball. And if you don't draw it correctly, then you have to pass and then pass and then take a shot, or sometimes you take a shot and curl it in. And all you have to do is just draw the path of the ball. And you get like a little overhead view of where it should go, and then you're off. And it pauses just before you have to draw the path. And it sounds, I don't think describing it, you know, does it justice? Because
right.
It's really well presented. It's 3D. It's got like crowds and commentary and I don't know these scenarios, but Matt, who's a massive football fan, my mate who showed me the game, he pretty much knows every one of these goals. Like, it's quite phenomenal. Like, his knowledge on football is ridiculous. So he knows all these goals, and he's like, I remember that one. And he showed me one of the goals on YouTube. He says, oh, this is that goal on YouTube. And it was like pin perfect. All right, exactly how it was on the game. And I thought that was really impressive. So for me, someone who doesn't like football, it's just fun to kind of like draw the path of the ball and score the goals. And it's good. And it's actually quite challenging. It sounds easy, but you know, it can get harder and you can 3-star things and stuff. So I recommend it to people who want to try it out. It's called Score. It's just, yeah. The icon is just a little football and the word score in a red banner. I've been playing a little bit of Wordament, which is the, Boggle Microsoft, right. equivalent. Got a few achievements on there. I've come to realize, I remembered this when I bought Boggle the Real game when I was little. I realized something after I bought that game. I am shit at Boggle. I don't know why. I'm just terrible at it.
I'm with you. I'm not good. Any kind of word game, like a Scrabble game or something like that, I'm not terribly good at.
So I'm also I've been playing like Words With Friends since I've got my iPhone. I've never won. So yeah, I'm with you there as well, Greg. Like, for some reason.
You're just not creative when it comes to words.
But it's not knowing the words. It's like placing them in the right way.
Right.
I think that's where I go wrong on that. Another big game that came out on the iPhone this week was Temple Run 2. I'm a huge fan of Temple Run 1. I am one of the people that bought Temple Run on Christmas Day. And I like Temple Run 2, but I don't get my addictive bug. Like, Temple Run 1 is a game, right? And everything's like, this is a definite left. This is a definite right. You definitely have to press up now or slide down now. And in Temple Run 2, it's a little bit more obscure. Like, the paths curl and, you know, the graphics kind of get in the way. In a way, the simplicity of Temple Run 1 did it better because you could judge what was coming next easier. You could see it. Whereas in Temple Run 2, there's a lot going on. The graphics, there's a lot of, you know, textures and objects, and you just so it's a little bit too much overload for me. But I still like it. It's still fun. But yeah, and then Stu told me that that's just a husband and wife that make that game. So that's very impressive.
Do you hear the numbers on it?
It's like, what was it, like a million or something?
20 million got downloaded in the first weekend.
That's ridiculous. So
overall platforms.
That husband and wife are rolling in it, I know. Yeah,
yes.
So good for them. I mean, it is a good game. It's just not, I don't think it's as good as Temple Run 1. But it's all right.
Okay. All right. Are you done, Mike?
I am done.
Okay. You're dumb or done?
Both.
Okay. For me, Assassin's Creed 3 has wound its way finally back into my play tray.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, been going through. I've now, I kind of get where some of the critics were saying the controls are a little wonky or some of the gameplay mechanics. There was a particular mission where had to go into this fort and I was supposed to take out two gun emplacements and then I was supposed to listen to a conversation going on. And I felt like I was fighting the controls the entire time I tried to complete that mission.
Yep.
And so that was a little frustrating because up until that point, everything felt pretty smooth and I never felt like it was really that big of an issue. But that mission really stood out
a few moments like that. I think overall, like, Assassin's Creed is okay.
Yes.
But there are those moments. Like, it's such a good game that when, you know, those bad points come across, for some reason you see them more, you know what I mean? Like, you see, they stand out a lot more. You think, well, this game is so polished and so well done. When you hear, like, a glitch from an audio soundbite or see a glitch or the mechanics mm-hmm. don't work as well, they just stands out and you're like, oh, I'm really, really enjoying that. And then it's all of a sudden you're taken out of it. So,
yeah. And that probably is the right way to put it. I mean, it's so polished that when it does have one of those kind of glaring glitches or issues, it's like, wow, you just wouldn't think that would be present in the game. And I did just hit the twist, if you will, and the transition from one character to the next character.
Gotcha.
And, I was pleasantly surprised. I had managed to avoid any kind of spoiler on the game story. And, I loved the twist they threw in there. It was well done.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Wasn't too bad.
So, yeah. So anyway, so kicking around Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, we had our tournament game finally, and, Washington Rambo and I, we gave it a yeoman's effort, but we did not come out victorious over the real Defoe and Isonex, yes. I believe is his name. Yeah, they took us three straight matches. The first two were really close.
Dear me.
One was within I think 5 points, and the other one was within 10 points, 20 points, 10 and 20 points.
Pretty close.
And basically, yeah, one and two kills. Basically, if you look at it that way. And then the third match, we just didn't care, and we just kept charging in on them, and they laid waste to us. But, yeah, still fun. And I have to say, playing in, like, a tournament with Halo 4 makes that game just even more exciting. So I'm looking forward to our next match. And, Gary, I still hate you. Not really. Love you. Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry. The devil's out, right?
DMC Devil May Cry. I got that through Gamefly, actually, so I have the proper game.
I didn't know it was there.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out just this past week.
Mm.
And, it is much better than I thought it would be. I wasn't really looking forward to this game, and it was on my list kind of, out of just, you know, hey, here's an upcoming new game that, you know, is coming, and I know a lot of people are potentially going to, you know, want to know about it, so I threw it onto my list. Wasn't really sure I would be getting it, but they shipped it out to me. What I've played so far, I really enjoyed. The story it's there. I mean, it's not a fantastic game of the year quality story, but it's certainly not horrible. It's kind of what I expected for a Devil May Cry game. And the action is just fun. I mean, it is, you know, kind of the God of War hack and slash gameplay, but you know, you get guns. So you have your swords and you have guns and you're fighting demons. And outside of the initial cutscene, which for whatever reason, when I saw that on screen, it looked horrible. I mean, like first generation Unreal Engine 3 game, kind of horrible, bad cutscene. the next cutscenes they had, I don't know if they were rendered in like, you know, out of engine rendering or what, but they were fantastic. Was really caught off guard because I expected pretty much all the cutscenes to be pretty kind of crappy to look at. And, instead just great facial animations, good, you know, character eyes. We always talk about the, you know, the, Uncanny Valley. They're just dead eyes. And there are, these are some of the better eyes I've seen in character animations. So yeah, really pleasantly surprised by Devil May Cry.
And how many hours into it?
I'm probably only maybe an hour into it. I did a first 10 quick look on it, so I was doing a lot of stop and starting.
Oh,
and,
where's
and
that?
Recording.
Is that on a famous video streaming site?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's up on our YouTube channel as well as just on the main site.
Oh, really? So if I want to get to that YouTube channel, what would I do, Greg?
Just look for the OC podcast.
Interesting. Thanks for that, Greg. I'll check that out sometime.
That's good, Mike. Thanks. We appreciate it. And hey, if you check it out, you should like us. You know, give us some likes on that YouTube
video. Okay. Or subscribe as well.
You could do that too.
All right. Yeah. Why do?
Anyway, so, for those, you know, kind of wondering though, we do have it's a 10-minute quick look. We try to keep it spoiler free. Yeah, it's up there. And I think it's a fun game. I'm going to continue to play it. I've enjoyed what I've played so far. Some feedback from some other people that I've you know, seen playing it, they all seem to agree. It's quite fun.
Can't be worse than the fucking last Devil May Cry game they released.
No, I think it's markedly better. So, anyway, that does it for what we've been playing. Let's talk about some new releases. All right, new releases out this week. On the Wii and the Wii U, there is a game.
Is it?
It's called The Cave, yes, on WiiWare.
Oh, The Cave.
It's The Cave, coming out this week. That's it, though. That's it. Just The Cave.
The Cave's out on everything, right?
Pretty much. Moving on to the PS3. Also, I should say, nothing new on the 3DS either. So, Nintendo, kind of still pretty sparse. The Cave is what you get. On the PS3 this week, you've got Ni no Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. On PSN, you've got The Cave, Disgaea 2, Cursed Memories, Dust 514 Beta is coming out now, so it's out to everybody. This game, I think, has been in beta in different forms for, what, like a year now? Anyway. Also, Just Dance 4, Mad Dog McCree, Ninja Gaiden Sigma, and Racket Sports. Demos this week, you've got The Cave, Dead Space 3, Mad Dog McCree, and Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
What's Mad Dog McCree?
I believe it's like a light gun remake. It was a light gun shooter, if I'm not mistaken. I could be totally wrong, but I think that's what
it is. Right. I think it's a real motion thing.
Yeah, I think it works with Move. I could be wrong.
Right.
DLC, Max Payne 3, Deathmatch Made in Heaven, comes out this week for PS3. And on the Vita, you've got some PSN games, Escape Vector and Pro Evolution Soccer. So those are out there now, if you are so inclined. Soccer. Xbox 360 this week, no retail releases, but you do have The Cave coming to Xbox Live Arcade, as well as demos for The Cave, Dead Space 3, and Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. And DLC, Just Dance 4, Dance Pack 4, Max Payne 3, Deathmatch Made in Heaven, and Reckonteer Kallenberg Level Pack. Now, if you need any of those games on demand, you've got Cabela's Dangerous Hunt 2013, Catherine, and Dishonored. Moving over to the PC and Mac, Ace Combat Assault Horizon for PC coming out this Friday. The Cave also coming out this week. Defense Grid Containment. This is a new expansion. It's only coming to PC.
Sorry, guys. Kickstarter thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is their Kickstarter.
Didn't raise enough money.
Devil May Cry DMC, also out this week. Max Payne 3, Deathmatch Made in Heaven. The Sims 3, 70s, 80s, and 90s stuff comes out this week. Spectromancer, Gathering of Power. and Strike Suit Zero, all coming out to a PC store or online store near you. And that's it for new releases.
Boom.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, so we do have a news quiz, guys.
Yeah.
And Mike, you don't have to answer all the questions.
Yeah.
No. And Chris, you do not have to answer the first question either.
Damn.
Sorry.
Where is that kid?
Mike, I am going to make you answer the first question.
All right.
What company filed for bankruptcy this week and is selling off assets, including its logo? Is it A, Atari?
I shouldn't laugh.
Is it A, Atari, B, From Software, or C, Namco Bandai?
Shit, I didn't know this. Say them again.
Atari,
hold on.
From Software, or Namco Bandai? Google is your friend.
I'm not even close enough to cheat. It's the selling the logo thing that throws me off. And for that reason, I'll pick Atari, because that's the only logo that people wear on their t-shirts and stuff. It's got like a quite a respectable kind of image.
Sure. I can see that.
So I'm going to go Atari. I don't think it's right because of your response.
It is actually right, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, Atari. Yeah, Atari Inc. filed for Chapter 11 restructuring bankruptcy this morning. That was actually yesterday. And it aimed to detach itself from Atari SA, its French parent company, and acquire an independent business, Atari Inc. So its plan basically is to sell off all its assets in the next 90 days, 90 to 120 days, I should say, including its franchises such as Pong, Asteroids, and even the logo.
Yeah, but don't Atari gets passed around like an old nostalgic sweater, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sold off God knows how many times.
Well, now you could go buy the logo, Rich.
How much is it?
$5.
Oh, really? I might just buy it. Imagine if I owned it.
Yeah. All right, Rich.
Yes.
What well-known developer just opened a studio in Istanbul to pursue free-to-play games? Is it A, Crytek, B, CD Projekt Red, or Ubisoft?
I'm going to go with a link.
You're going to go with a link?
Yes, to do with, this is a bit of a... I'm going to go with CD Projekt Red.
Unfortunately wrong. It's Crytek.
Boo.
Yeah, Crytek recently announced the opening of its 8th studio, Crytek Istanbul. The Turkish studio will support Crytek's free-to-play ambitions, as well as the Warface and G-Face brands, which I know about Warface. I didn't know about G-Face, to be perfectly honest. Anyway, moving on.
You didn't know about G-Face?
I did not know about G-Face.
Everyone knows about G-Face, right?
Chris, important gaming news for you.
Yeah.
Which Halo game will see its servers go offline on February 15th? Is it A, Halo 2 for PC?
Don't say Halo
B,
Wars.
Halo Wars.
Fuck off.
Or C, Halo CE Anniversary Edition?
I'd love to say Halo Wars because that would make Mike Chen angry, but it's Halo 2 for PC.
Yes, it is,
in fact.
Halo
2
for PC. This news and I instantly knew I could give Mike a heart attack.
Fuck it, no, that really made me nervous.
Anything I can do to help out, Mike, anything I can do.
Jesus Christ.
Mike, something else that might make you nervous, it might not, I don't know. What game has been removed from Xbox Live Arcade Games on Demand's list? Is it A, Too Human, B, Darksiders, or C, Metro 2033?
That would be Too Human, Greg.
Yes, that would be Too Human. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is all in reaction to the lawsuit. Yeah.
They're not allowed to distribute that game anymore.
All right, so Rich, you are up next on the quiz list. What game will not be getting a pre-release demo? Is it A, Tomb Raider, B, The Last of Us, or C, Gears of War Judgment?
They don't normally get demos with Gears of War, do you? How good Gears of War?
Richard, you're shooting some blanks today. It's actually Tomb Raider. So yeah, they're saying they're not going to release the demo because they don't want to spoil the story.
Maybe, Greg. It's because at the very start of the show, start of the game, there's like a big reveal.
Possibly.
And they can't be bothered to make a custom demo. And they're like, well, we can't be asked.
It is a little surprising. I don't know. I don't know what to say on this other than that we've seen so much of it already. I don't think they really could spoil much. I mean, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I'm excited for this game, though, so hopefully it will it'll pan out. All right, let's move on to the next tidbit of news, and this is a doozy, Mr. Matthew.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you are our resident PC-er, so this is going to speak to you. According to VGLeaks.com, how much and what type of RAM is in the next Xbox? Is it A, 8 gigs of DDR3 RAM, B, 6 gigs of DDR4, or C, 4 gigs of DDR5?
You said 6 gigs?
6 gigs of DDR4, 4 gigs of DDR5, or 8 gigs of DDR3?
How about 8 DDR3?
You would be correct. Look at you, smoking hot this news quiz. They leaked kind of the full specs on what they're claiming their source gave them for the next Xbox. Apparently, this same source is the one that revealed all the specs on the Vita. So there's some good evidence. Yeah, there's some pretty good evidence this is pretty much accurate. So I'm going to run through it real fast. The CPU is an X64 architecture, which basically is, the same, it's X86 based CPU structure. X64, I guess, is a development term. I could be wrong on that, but I know from my readings that it's basically an X86 based computer. It's an 8 CPU core running at 1.6 gigahertz per core. Each CPU thread has its own 32 kilobit L1 instruction cache. There's a lot of data in here, so I'm going to try and skip through some of the mumbo jumbo. It's a custom GPU, 12 shader cores, providing a total of 768 threads. And peak performance is supposedly 1.2 trillion floating points of operation per second. A lot of people have said that seems like it's going to be low, comparatively speaking, to what the PS3 is going to be shipping with in Rumorville.
Well, PS4, you mean?
Sorry, the PS4, correct. Yeah. But there's some quote-unquote secret sauce that apparently was in with – yeah, it's within the hard
architecture. Somebody put this mayonnaise in the sun.
So on this diagram, they have this thing called move engines, which are supposedly, per this leaked source, like a bridge that help the GPU and the CPU push things through even more efficiently and faster. So I don't know, kind of exciting stuff to start seeing some actual rumors that seem to be
legit.
Yeah, it's going to have a gigabit Ethernet and Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi Direct. Also interesting, out of the specs, an HDMI in as well as an HDMI out. Which that lends me to think this is going to connect up and act like a DVR.
Yeah, they're trying to make it the hub of your living room. So they're gonna they're gonna work on they want you to run your cable box through there.
Yeah. They also have a 50 gigabyte 6x Blu-ray disc drive, but it's not known if they're going to actually license out Blu-ray movie playback or not. They may go the Wii route and offer the disk drive itself, but not playback.
Hmm. What about, could they just have, like, DVD playback, or?
Without a doubt, I'm sure they'll have DVD playback. But the question is, does Microsoft want to pony up for the licensing fee on the Blu-ray playback? Or maybe they make that as a, you know, like an app that you buy and purchase. And then you can add Blu-ray movie playback to your next
What kind of money you're talking about when you're talking about Blu-ray licensing, but I think they can get away without being able to play back Blu-ray discs for movies.
And that's specifically what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think Blu-ray, unfortunately, is kind of a dead technology already, because everything is streaming in HD now. You know why? Like, I've started selling off all my physical copies of movies because I don't want them cluttering up my shelf when I can just stream it from Amazon or Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good fair point.
I don't feel like it's happened as much as in the UK. Like, I still think people like their physical stuff. Just because your streaming service in America seems to be a lot supported a lot more than our streaming service. It's getting better. For example, Netflix is getting better. Love Film Streaming is getting better. And there's other ones now. There's other players in this streaming stuff. Sky are getting in on it. And there's another one. I forgot it's called Now TV or something. And that's also doing it. But it's not as strong as I feel like the American ones are.
It'll come though. I mean,
it'll get there. I don't think it's about probably another year or two off, and people will really starting to be abandoning their hard discs things. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, that brings us to the last question, which is for you, and this has to do with the THQ auction. Remember, THQ filed for bankruptcy. They wanted to sell off the company to, Clearwater. And basically the judge barred that and said that there was going to be an auction that would take place on January 22nd, which, if you're looking at your watch and your calendars, you'll know is today as we're recording.
Ta-da.
So my question to you, Mike, is what time will THQ's auction results, also they're calling it the sales hearing, take place? Will it be 5 p.m. Eastern today? Tuesday? Will it be 3 p.m. Eastern Wednesday or 9 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday?
9 a.m. Eastern Wednesday. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Bids are due by 9 o'clock this morning, the 22nd. The auction was actually held 3 p.m. today, and the sale hearing will happen tomorrow, the 23rd at 9 a.m. Now, there are some leaked sources that are saying, it's unconfirmed, but they're saying from some of the court filings towards the latter part of the day that Saints Row, Darksiders, MX versus ATV have likely been sold at auction.
Wow.
So.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It's just like a cattle market, isn't it, of games. So strange.
Feeding frenzy, I tell you. But it'll be interesting to see what all the fallout is on that come tomorrow. And we'll, I'm sure, be talking about it next week.
Sure.
But that's it for the news quiz.
Ta-da!
Yeah, so right about now, that is the way it is. We're going to take our break.
Right.
And when we come back, we'll see if we can't rustle up one additional Englishman named Richard Primrose, who dropped off the call.
He's restarting his router thing.
Stouting his router thing.
So, we'll see if he's back from that.
Exactly. All right, we'll be back.
I came to dig, 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 dig. I'll build a city ever so big, 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 big. Just wait a sec, gotta kill this pig, 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 pig. Cook me some bacon, take a swig, 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 swig. Yeah, yeah, there must be something I can craft. To ease the burden. came to blow, 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 blow up everything you've ever known, 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 known. Expel you out of house and home, 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 home. Biome to biome, you shall roam, 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 roam. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm a creeper. I will rob all of your items, that's my job, yeah. I shoot my arrows in the air sometimes.
From the break, and time to dive into this week's question.
What a break that was.
Dive it was. In like McScrooge McDuck into his McGold.
Wow. There's a reference for you. Primrose, by the way, unfortunately.
In a shocking turn of events, Greg panicked and shot Primrose through his own screen. He's dead.
Yep.
It's over.
It was right weird. To the internet. Yeah. I panicked.
It was really unnecessary, Greg.
He looked like a giant alien. There was nothing I could do.
He does look a bit like a giant alien.
He does a bit.
See? See? Now you see where I'm coming from.
Good looking right, this, alien.
This week's question.
No.
Sorry, I have visions of a hairy ass mic.
You have visions of a hairy mic. What? We were talking.
No, there's a, we were talking before we recorded the show or started recording the show. About Primrose and
touching
hairy butts.
Hairy ass.
Yes.
Oh.
So for some reason that image just popped into my head.
What an image.
Yeah, I know.
Let's
sleep
move on.
Well.
Let's move on.
All right. We're moving on. 2013 games we're looking forward to. What games are on our list that we're saying, God, I cannot wait for this game to come out. Super looking forward to it.
Command and Conquer.
Mr. Matthew, Command and Conquer.
Well, that's
really
one. So. Apparently EA is releasing a free-to-play reboot of the Command & Conquer franchise, which I've always been a fan of. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
That's one. I'm looking forward to Tomb Raider, but we've already kind of talked about that.
Right.
And I'm having a hard time thinking of anything right off the top of my head right now. I had a list and I lost it. I'm a professional. What can I say?
You are a professional indeed. Mike, what about you? What are you looking forward
to
this year? I mean, we know GTA 5. That's a given.
GTA 5 is a given.
Right.
It is
what
a
else?
Given. Other ones. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play it, but I'll enjoy thinking about playing it. SimCity.
Okay.
I really, really like, I have been watching videos on SimCity and going, I want that game. I really want to buy that. But I can't because I don't have a PC that can run it. Maybe my Mac at work could run it. So maybe if it worked on a Mac, I could do it that way. But yeah, not ideal. So that's one. Tomb Raider is another one. Yeah. Another one, which I suppose not a lot of people have been talking about, and there hasn't been a lot of hype around, is God of War Ascension.
Really?
I like God of War. When God of War 3 came out, it blew my cock off. I thought it was that good.
Ouch.
And
sorry to hear that, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was pretty bad. Yeah, so I don't know, I just think that I'm ready for another God of War game. It's been a while.
Okay.
You know, they don't come out very often, so like you know what I mean, Greg? Like there's enough time passed for me to kind of miss God of War and go into it and rip some fucking heads off and stuff. So I'll enjoy that. BioShock, obviously. Another thing, I was listening to a podcast and they was talking about the Walking Dead Survival Instinct. And this is the first person Walking Dead.
Right.
And I forgot, I think it was like an IGN podcast and they was talking about like, it might not be the train wreck we assume it could be, you know.
Well, somebody leaked some footage of I guess it was an early build of the game. It looked pretty bad. Now, supposedly Activision's come forward and said that no, it looks better, and they re-released or released out some new footage or some screenshots. I'm not still sold. This game is going to be that great.
I had the thing of like you have four people and you've only got three seats in your car type scenario.
Okay.
Being talked about. And I thought, well, you know, that could work. You know, that could.
Well, because they do talk about it not being a first person shooter game, and that it's supposedly this survival, you know, kind of
DayZ.
Yeah, DayZ kind of genre. But man, everything I have seen screams first person shooter.
Yeah, maybe, I mean, it could be a turd. It really is 50-50 with me on that one at the moment. Right. But, like, it's like, I'm looking forward to finding out, I suppose, is the answer. Just to spout off a few more, I'm looking forward to, there was one. Carmageddon. There's going to be a Carmageddon game next year.
Okay.
I love Carmageddon, so I've been looking forward to that. There was another one though. Oh yeah. The Watchdog thing.
Watchdogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
That, and Star Wars 1313 looks the beast.
Oh yeah, Star Wars 1313 looks
the beast.
So
there's a few. Did I say Bioshock Infinite? I suppose I did. Aliens
did.
Colonial Marines.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is high on my list. Love me some aliens.
I guess I
played it. It's the shit, man.
Yeah, you said it was good. I guess I'm not a big fan. I shouldn't say I'm not a big fan, but I've never been really into that franchise, that intellectual property. Like I thought the movies were enjoyable, but I've never really wanted to delve into a game in that universe.
Mm-hmm. I liked the first movie. I didn't like the second movie as much.
Bite your tongue.
I don't know. I just thought like, there's one on a ship in one. You know, there's one alien on the ship and they are fucked. All right. And in two, there's like hundreds of them. And you know, it's just ridiculous. It's stupid. Don't like it.
I hate you. I loved Aliens. One of my favorite movies of all time.
I think Aliens 1 is so much better. Or Aliens 3 is so much better. Than two.
Well. Aliens Colonial Marine for me, definitely high on my list of anticipated. And it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out soon.
Dead Space 3 is another one.
Dead Space 3, not so much for me.
That's creeping up on me, the Dead Space, because
yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think it's this co-op shit, right? That everybody's...
It looks interesting.
No, but a lot of people are down on it. A lot of people are down on Dead Space 3. And I was trying to think, like, why are so many people down on Dead Space 3? And I think it's because... The co-op announcement. Everyone's gone, they're selling out, multiplayer number two, co-op in number three. They're selling it. They're giving into EA's threshold. And but like we don't really know anything about the single player game. You know, Dead Space 2 had a multiplayer, which was okay-ish, but no one played it. But the single player was still amazing. Right? And when Dead Space 2 came out, everybody was ranting and raving about it. They're saying it's brilliant. And people seem to have forgot about that. And I just think Dead Space 3 is going to be great. And I don't know what everyone's talking about. So get over it.
You can check out the demo. It's up.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to, though, because I feel like the start of Dead Space games are really exciting. I'm going to play it.
Yeah, I don't know for sure that this is starting you off at the very beginning of the game. Right. So it might just be starting you off at some point, kind of mid-mission.
Well, Dead Space is a tense game, so I don't want to be in that world longer than I have to be. So I don't want to... I'm going to play it, is what I'm saying. I'm going to play the game regardless, so I'll leave the demo and just play it.
I guess since he's not here, one of us should speak for him, but Dark Souls 2 does come out, so...
True.
Primrose would want to.
Primrose from the grave. From the grave. Yeah, the trailer looked awesome for Dark Souls 2, so that might be a game I'm more inclined to check out.
You know what's still hanging out there that everyone's really fired up about?
Do tell.
The XCOM first-person shooter by 2K Games.
Yeah, not so much, Chris. Not so much.
So this was the thing I was going to say about the looking forward to games. Like, I've been looking forward to XCOM Enemy Unknown for so long that now that it's arrived, I'm like done. I don't need any more games.
Okay.
Game over, man. Game over.
Fully satisfied.
Game well played, Michael. Well played. You figure that XCOM UFO Defense lasted me from 1993 to 2012, so I should be good until, 2031 or something now, right?
Yeah. I'll see you back. Well, just come back on the show like a couple of years before that. So you can start talking about
Sometime around my 50th birthday, we'll all get together for Greg's funeral and we'll have another show.
That's not nice. Now here's the brilliance of Aliens. Cause when I play XCOM, I'm reciting lines from that movie as I'm playing. You know, game over, man, game over. We're in some real shit now, man.
That's what I should do. I should rename all my XCOM people after Aliens.
Yes.
I haven't done my whole friends list in XCOM thing.
You have to try it at least once. It makes for a fun
experience. I am looking forward
experience.
To playing XCOM, by the way. I don't know why I haven't played it yet. But yeah, everybody around me plays it. So I am looking forward to it. I cannot wait to play it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't played it.
I'm going to say one more thing about XCOM, and then we're going to move on because we've talked about it enough. There's a really cool mod on the XCOM Nexus that connects with Facebook. And as your soldiers get hired, it just grabs the next name off your Facebook friends list brilliant. At random and throws them in there. I thought that was kind of clever.
No, that is very clever.
There's another game called Omerta City of Gangsters coming out next year. Have you heard of this?
I have.
This could be, again, this could be 50-50. This could be like great. Going to be great. It's fun. Where did this come from? Or what a pile of shit. But it's XCOM, but Mafia.
Yeah, yes. Like,
no one's
I heard...
listening to me. Because
sorry,
no,
XCOM.
I'm trying to remember. You were either. I think you were talking about this on the Veteran Gamers, and it did sound very interesting to me.
So, I mean, certainly for you, Chris, I suppose everybody on this show who likes XCOM, it's something to kind of keep your eye on. But, you know, it's so tough to tell with a turn-based strategy game from gameplay. You've got to play it. You know what I mean? You've got to play the interface. You've got to know how it works to really get it. And I suppose you don't know straight away. It takes a while. So I mean, it's something different at least.
All right. Well, I'm going to stop you there, Mike. You know what I'm looking forward to? It's bringing Rich back from the grave
from
on the show. All right, we have brought Rich back from the dead. Rich, you are alive.
Back from the dead. Talking, he is your brother, Fester.
Games that we're looking forward to. We did talk about the big one in your closet. Sorry. Different topic. We talked about the game you're looking forward to, Dark Souls 2.
Oh, yeah.
High on your list?
Definitely, yeah. I think the other one that's really high, which is no surprise to lot of people, is Bioshock Infinite. That one's looking good. The one that's an Xbox Live game that I fancy is it State of Decay? I was talking to John Mass about this today. I like the look of that because that's like the open world zombie type thing, and I realise the console's not going to get the DayZ yet, but this might be something that will scratch the itch. So,
well, it looks kind of like a Grand Theft Auto in zombie world.
That's what I mean. So it's like open world, and it's all about zombies and stuff. So, yeah, that looks quite good. There's another one. I've got a mobile one, and it's going to come out later in the year. They're developing it at the minute, and it's called I can't remember if it is mobile or PC. I'm sure it's going to be mobile. FTL, I've heard, is going to come mobile, which I'm really looking forward to. That'll be great on the iPad. And the other one's Prison Architect.
That's the title.
This might scratch Chris's itch because it seems a little bit like an XCOM-y type thing. So basically, there's a prison, and you know that there's going to be a riot. yeah. Surprisingly enough, there's going to be a breakout and a riot and so on. And you are the guy that's in control of all the doors and everything. And all of the assets, as in your prison guards, and you've got to do all the designating of where you're going to put everything to counteract when the prison break starts. That looks quite. So that one, that's a couple of little mobile-y ones as well. So
but my main.
Oh, here you go. Apparently, if you donate $250 to Prison Architect, I don't know if donate's the right word, but if you kickstart, I don't know if it's kickstart or whatever, but if you kick in $250, they'll put you in the game.
Okay. There you go, Rich.
Chris would look good as a prison guard. Although he could be the big butch muscle mirror that takes people down to the laundry.
Hey, you look good, baby.
I don't appreciate that one bit, Rich. If I ever get back to the UK, I think I might have to stab you.
All right. So for me, Aliens, Colonial Marines, I know we talked about that. I'm pretty sure I said that's on my list. Tomb Raider also really high on my list. Pretty excited for Tomb Raider. State of Decay, as Rich pointed out, it's a game I'm really looking forward to. Everything I've seen so far, it looks pretty amazing. In fact, Rich, just because you brought it up, I'll put the video up. There's a game trailer out for it. I'll put that up on site tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go. Little bonus. And the game I'm most excited for and has the most interesting release date when you think about it, Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Yes.
So they pushed Splinter Cell Blacklist to August 20th.
Ooh. That is not good.
Well, so here's the interesting thing. That's the only game that we have an actual hard release date past June.
Could it be a launch title as well?
That's what I'm thinking. Either it's a launch title or they're trying to launch it second half but keep it clear of the launch window.
Because you think about it, it's not a bad move.
I don't know. I have to think that if we were going to have new consoles launch, we'd already know. I think that's just me.
Well, it is an awfully curious time to release that game. I mean, you know, October. I mean, November, September, sure. Call of Duty. October, September. I don't know.
November.
But December, I'm looking forward to it. Gonna kill you. So Splinter Cell Blacklist. Looks awesome.
I love the last Splinter Cell game. It was.
Yeah, Conviction was really good.
I started off thinking, oh, it's okay, it's a decent game, and then I kept it, and then I played it again and again, and I just, more I played it, the more I liked it. It's so good. So, yeah, this is going to be good.
All right. Well, let's figure out what the community had to say. Chris, we had a bunch of forum responses.
We did. I'm going to start with the Play Vault because we only had one. So that'll be quick. GH Rocker says it's got to be Naruto Shippuden or something. Shippoopy. Ultimate Ninja Storm 3. But if you know me well, you would have guessed that weird smiley face emoticon thing. Anyway, Naruto for him. Over at Lag, Sid Real Sunrise says, Defiance, Destiny, Defiance, Destiny, Defiance, Defiance, and Destiny. By the way, I'm in the Defiance beta, and all I can say is, wow, can't wait for it to hit consoles in April.
So, I've heard some good things about that game.
Never even heard of it.
This is the one that's tied into Sci-Fi Channel. So the outcomes of what you play in the game potentially will have outcomes on the episodes of the actual TV series. Yes, it's very ambitious. We'll see. We'll see how much it really...
It'll never work.
The Real Defoe says, there are a few games that I want to learn more about. And you, that's you, the listeners at home, and us, the four people in this virtual studio, can listen to the Lousy Podcast if you want to learn more about them. Shameless plug. So there you are. We're plugging.
Horrible, the Gary. Horrible. Expected better from a Broncos fan.
How dare you fucking plug your own podcast on here? Get out of here. I'm joking.
Gary, you know what? I'll speak for Gary. Gary wants to, he actually is very interested in The Last of Us. That's another game he's looking forward to a lot.
Well, I haven't finished his response. Too. See?
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. What I was going to say is, Gary, don't listen to these other clowns. You can plug your show here all the time since we plug our show.
What's the name of his podcast, just for people that want to search it?
The Lousy Podcast.
The Lousy Podcast.
Yeah. At least that's what he calls it. It's probably the Lousy Gaming Podcast. Anyway, the one game, this continues Gary's response, the one game I can't wait for and I'm willing to pay full price for is BioShock Infinite. Already pre-ordered on Steam, smiley face. Which brings me to something. Steam doesn't do pre-orders. They do pre-purchases, which is different, right?
Yes.
Because when you pre-order, they set one aside for you, and then they charge your credit card when it ships. When you pre-purchase, Steam takes your money, and they have it. And then you just wait. It's a very different transaction. Anyway. Not that I'm saying Steam is shady, just it's different.
No, they get your money and they get to earn interest off of it the entire time.
Well, it's also harder to the game. It's also harder to get it back, right? It's
also true.
It's not like you can just go and cancel your pre-order. Anyway, old timer 001 says BioShock Infinite, Rainbow Six Patriot, if it ends up coming out this year, Splinter Cell Blacklist, and Star Wars 1313. Also, if it comes out this year.
I think Rainbow Six Patriot won't come out this year. I reckon that'll come out early next year, and that'll be on a next gen, no problem.
Yeah. You know, I loved Rainbow Six Vegas 2, but Ghost Recon Future Soldier was kind of a letdown, so I kind of lost my excitement for Rainbow Six Patriot. But
okay.
Anyway.
I can see that.
GamerGirl 27 says, Tomb Raider, Gears of War Judgment. So on this one. I love Baird, but they aren't hyping this at all like other Gears titles. And that scares me. To be determined, Dragon Age 3 and Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Stickman says, I totally agree with your comment on Judgment, although there were some big changes at Epic 2. I don't know what to think. Stickman is a big Gears of War fan. Also very tall, so he is a big Gears of War fan. And then the Real Defoe says, I love Epic and I love most games they produce, but I'm not excited about this at all. Again,
it's weird, isn't it? I think it's too soon.
Too soon.
Well, I think it's too soon and I think it's the wrong kind of story.
I don't even know anything about this. I have been ignored.
Well, it's a prequel story. So you're going back before Gears of War 1 through 3 and they're telling a story of Kilo Squad, I believe it is, that's on trial. Baird is the main character. I think Coltrane's in it as well. But it's basically all right when the Locust attack. It's just after, I think, the Judgment Day or whatever when the locust E-Day, yes, Emergence Day.
Yes.
What I have kind of an issue with is they start talking about a recent trailer I saw. They're like, you know, there's going to be new weapons and things to check out. And I'm like, how can there be new weapons in a prequel? It's the same kind of issue I took with Halo Reach.
Yeah. Oh, like, man, they lost all their technology when Reach was destroyed.
Yeah, but they can do it because obviously in the past you've got retro weapons, like the retro Lancer. So you can do it. You're just a bit inventive about it.
Or you could do it like the Star Wars prequels, and everything in the prequels could look way more awesome than everything. And you could just be like, don't worry about that.
Well, that's kind of my concern, is that Gears of War Judgment is going to have a little bit of that Star Wars prequel feel, where it looks and feels way better than, you know, the story that supposedly took place after it. That just always bugs me. I don't like prequels. I'm not a big fan of them. Unless you want to have it be a small part of a game, and, you know, so it gives a little bit of a prequel story, and then it goes into, you know, the main story happening later on in the timeline. I don't know. It's just me.
Continue. You, Greg. You.
It's just you. So that's it for the lousy gaming responses. And to the gaming for the elderly, Shinyverse starts off with Bungie's Destiny, Respawn's new game, Dust 514, Dark Souls 2, Beyond Two Souls, Battlefield 4, The Last of Us. And that's off the top of my head. I am confident there are more I can't remember right now. What I do know is that there is going to be one of, if not the best year for gaming.
First half, at least.
I keep saying that every year.
Battlefield 4 will be out next year.
I'm not sold it will be either, to be perfectly honest.
I don't care if it is. Kind of done with the Battlefield. What? Don't care about it.
I wouldn't be done if it was Bad Company. I was kind of done with Bad Company, actually. I really liked Battlefield 3. Last year, this is Parson Knows, he says, last year, I had no clue what was coming out until I read this thread. I'll answer properly when I see some more titles listed. Then he continues. I see Shiny wants Battlefield 4. That is my entire list so far. I added it a second ago. Thanks, Shiny. B. Aussie says, does playing your most anticipated game of 2012 count, Assassin's Creed 3? No. David the Alien says, Grand Theft Auto 5. And Dino says, yes. That and Colonial Marines for me, although I fully expect to be disappointed by the latter. Marcanix says Bioshock Infinite and Grand Theft Auto 5 for me.
Yeah.
Pud Light, Grand Theft Auto 5, The Last of Us, and Beyond Two Souls. And then Dino says, damn, forgot about Bioshock and Tomb Raider. Whip round question mark. I don't know what that means.
He wants to get some cash together.
Oh, I see. Happy Mr. Chicken says Colonial, though it will probably be Pants. And Lego Marvel. Andy 93285 says
Lego Marvel. Is that happening?
Yeah,
apparently.
You know the Lego game that has me super intrigued is Lego City of Heroes, the Wii U game.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks phenomenal.
You know what Lego game had me super intrigued?
Do tell.
Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy. Kind of stopped after that.
I'm sure you play more though for achievements.
Did actually. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I liked the Lego. The first Lego Indiana Jones was good. I felt that the Lego Batman was a bit of a step backwards from that, and I haven't played one of them since. Although I did finish those two for achievements. Yes, they were okay. Bioshock Infinite. This is back to Andy. Bioshock Infinite, most anticipated game. If Watch Dogs, Dragon Age 3, and if the rumors are correct, Fallout 4 arrive in the second half of the year, then they'll move to the top of the list for me. SLH says Dragon Age 3 and South Park Stick of Truth. Steve-O-Matic asking Shinyverse if Bungie's Destiny and Respawn's new game are scheduled for 2013, saying he likes what he've heard about Destiny so far and curious to see if it will just be another version of Halo. For himself, Metal Gear Solid, Rising, Revengeance, Aliens, Colonial Marines, Bioshock Infinite, Gears of War Judgment, God of War Ascension, which he's played the beta and become interested in. Not super hyped for any of these, though, so purchases will all be contingent upon favorable reviews. These are all hitting by March, though, so I guess I'm really looking forward to whatever next-gen games they will be announcing the most. He's most looking forward to next-gen games. Teflon12. I'm actually looking forward to the new Tomb Raider game. I've never been a fan of Tomb Raider, but this one really appeals to me for some reason. I'm also looking forward to Bioshock Infinite for two reasons. Number one, it looks rad. Number two, I have a friend from high school that works at Irrational Games, and I want to buy it new to help support them. And JSS Lifelike rounds up the thread with Bioshock Infinite. Duh. It's kind of a loaded question as the fog past June is thicker than ever. What are your most anticipated games? The first 6 months of 2013 is a more accurate question, perhaps. Hey, listen, Steve. Just because you quit your show doesn't mean you can come tell us how to do ours. All right?
Boom.
Back off.
Like that, Steve.
How about 2013 as we know it? How's that? Whatever. Those are the responses. Thanks, everybody who responded.
Thank you.
Thank you. Greg, you're supposed to talk now.
It helps when I'm not on mute.
Yes,
I was talking that whole time. And I'm like, why is he not listening? Why is he not hearing me talk? Damn it, Chris.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything. I just was on mute, and so everything I was saying was not being heard. I find it very telling and unfortunate that Fuse, nobody is looking forward to that game.
You know why? Because it looks like haze.
I don't think it looks like haze, but it definitely looks generic. Oh. It definitely looks generic.
Hold on. We have a last-minute entry.
Last-minute entry.
GamerGirl27 sneaks in at the wire with...
Fuse?
Tomb Raider, Last of Us. Wait. She already listed all these already. Oh, that was on lag. Oh, I get it. She's responded both places. Very diligent. Thank you, Kim.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, Tomb Raider, Last of Us, Gears of War Judgment, Dark Souls 2, Dragon Age 3, and Battlefield 4. Late entry. All right.
Okay.
Once again, thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's bad news for Insomniac. I think, unfortunate. Their first foray into a multi-platform game is not going to be well received.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, Rich.
Yeah.
You're still alive. You have quite a few tweets.
Yes, tweets. Okay, so we had from Pete Red Dog, SimCity, which I noticed there were beta keys going out for today. People on Twitter.
By the way, just so you know, I did list all these in the notes for you.
Yeah, I ain't got the notes up because my internet went tits up, so I've not got a web browser open. I'm doing it on the iPad. iPadding it.
Killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Have I missed something? Have I missed the one about your underoos or something like that?
No, you can't miss that one. That's a classic.
Yeah. No, so I'm cutting out the banter and just sticking to the question. John Mile 5, he put... Oh, John Mouse. Oh, God, I always get mixed up. He put GTA and If It Happens, State of Decay. Well, that looks like that is happening because Greg's playing trailers for it and all sorts. And then also we've got Turtle 502. He's put... Is that a she, actually? I can't remember.
I don't know.
No, I'm not sure either.
I don't know.
Turtle,
let us know.
No, I'm not sure. I might be getting mixed up with parsnips.
No, Turtle's a guy.
Okay. Sorry, Turtle. Love you in a manly way. Splinter Cell Blacklist. He's up for that. Platforming and combat look great. Doesn't look like it's trying too hard to impress us. So there you go. Dave Dog UK, he put, no doubt here, it has to be GTA 5.
Yeah.
And then John Mouse went on to say that Skull is always right, Chinny's always right, CP is always right, and Murphy's Law always messes up the intro. There you go. That's so true.
John, I told John, I replied to him, I said, there will be a small package, it will be ticking. He is to ignore the ticking sound and just place it underneath his bed.
Have you got an alarm clock?
He said he needed one.
Yeah, he says new alarm clock. He needs one. And then we had JMOG77. He put Aliens Colonial Marines, waited for blooming ages for this game, and enjoyed what I've played of the multiplayer. GTA 5 as well. And then Auti84, oh, sadly missed in my XCOM. Dave Morton, he put, he's got some codes for us, for Dota 2. So, yeah. We might be giving them out next week by the looks of it. If anybody on the PC wants to have a crack at Dota 2. And then Andrew Gould, Gangu Crimes, put Bioshock.
Gangu Crimes.
Never played any of the previous Bioshock games. Going to see what the fuss is all about. Well, I would say, Mr. Gould, get yourself out and play the first Bioshock, definitely. Just as a preamble into it. And then you've got a couple of months of waiting for the next one. So, yeah. First one, classic. Game of this generation.
Classic game.
Yeah, and... yeah. Turtle came back and says... thanks, last episode seemed much better. That's what I call great customer service. And that was to do with volume levels, if I remember rightly, Greg. Is that right? Volume levels on podcast? Yeah? Greg? Is he coughing again? He's coughing, spluttering.
I think he's on mute.
Yes, yeah. I'm dying, you bastards. Leave me alone to die.
I'm sorry, you're only the host. Bounce everything off you. What the fucking hell do you expect?
I'm coughing up a lung as we speak.
Put it back.
Okay. Sorry, Dad. So that was it, Rich?
Yeah, that
we're good?
It. Yep.
Excellent.
Good.
All right. Mike, you get to do something for once.
Billy.
Yes, we had an email.
Yes, we had an email from Jeff Conger, also known as Steve Conger. Also known as Jeff Conger. He says, hey there, fellas. How are you? Retirement is great. I'm feeling no pressure to play things simply so I can blather on incessantly on them. So this has made me rethink about the manner in which I search out and consume news from the world of gaming. I am, at the moment, re-evaluating the sites /outlets from which this occurs. I just figured that there'd be no better time for a clean break. With most of the stories on a site like M4G being either flame bait, opinion, or just flat out poorly written, where do each of you turn for the headlines?
Ah, that's a good question.
Ah.
Now, are you going to pretend that you have any idea what I just said, or...
I know.
No, pretend a little bit.
Where do you read your news? Your gaming
the
news?
The real news or the gaming news?
The gaming news. Fuck the real news.
OverseasConnection.net.
Interesting, because that's not where I read the news.
Come on, Greg. Trying to pimp it out.
Well, we do have, you know, to Chris's credit, we do have a news feed from both Joystick and IGN on our front page.
So there you have it, Joystick and IGN. So, that's where we get our news.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Those are the two main spots, although I do troll N4G quite frequently because you'll get a lot of you get a lot of leaks mixed in with all the trash. So N4G is good for one thing, and that is for breaking news. But as Steve pointed out, you do have to deal with a lot of crap. Just a lot of, you know, news articles and opinion pieces that are written just to kind of incite people and get people pissed off. Basically, fanboy speak in written word. That's probably the way I would put that. But yeah, I think I tend to like Joystick for my news overall. They seem to be pretty quick and not too opinionated one way or another about the
news.
They
always write like silly little puns on their news. I like that.
Yeah, and I like that too. It's a nice little jab. What about you, Mike? Where do you get your
I subscribe to Joystick on Google Reader.
Okay.
And I basically click on Google Reader and I just read all my news on there. If I'm on my phone and I'm just looking, I've got an IGN app. For some reason, I haven't looked if there's a joystick app. There probably is. But the only problem with IGN is that I find it messy.
Right.
I find it quite like, there's just a lot of stuff on there and it's hard to kind of find what I want.
They have a lot. I mean, IGN is not just games though.
They've got movies stuff. And yeah.
It's become a lot more than just games recently.
Yep. And so I find that tough to kind of, but find more like just news. I just want to find news and I'm sure some people say, oh, it's easy. But I always seem to have a rough time kind of navigating through it. But you know, it's still pretty good. If I went on it now, I'm sure. Like, it's pretty clear if there's anything. And also another place that I accidentally come across, news and gaming is Reddit. Like, I'm on Reddit every day, pretty much. And now and again, you'll see something on Reddit. I mean, that's how I found it, like, news in the real world. Like, that's how I found out about Hurricane Sandy, for example, like, Reddit. Because I go on Reddit and he's like, Hurricane Sandy. I'm like, what? Oh, right. This must be a thing. And then I looked on the news and there's a time lapse of it all and all sorts of stuff on Reddit, and I was like, ah, interesting. Yeah, and that's about it for me.
Rich, what about you?
I've got a different approach to getting my news. I've got an app called Zite on the iPad, and basically it's like a self-populating magazine, so it'll build a magazine for you. So what you do is if you put in a subject like gaming, it'll go out over the internet and it'll pull in new articles from everywhere, like Game Sutra, Joystick, Kotaku, IGN, and then it'll throw them articles at you. And as you're reading them on the side, you can say you like that article or you like that writer or you like that subject. And then what it'll do is it'll remember that and then it carries on and keeps pulling in more stuff that's of the same ilk. And so gradually it hones out and builds a brilliant magazine for you. So I've been using that for about a year and a half now, and it's like when I'm having my coffee in the morning and sliced toast, that's what I get. Get my iPad out and I have a look at Zite, and it's always got something on there. And it regular updates as well. So yeah, that's great. I use that for gadgets, I use it for cycling, just put whatever subjects you want in it. But it's brilliant for gaming. Excellent.
What was that? Yeah. What was it called again?
Zite. And you can use it on the iPhone as well. And it's really good on the iPhone. It's got a really good interface. It's really easy to use.
How do you spell it?
Z-I-T-E. Zite.
Zite. Gotcha.
And it's free.
Zite Personalized Magazine.
That's the one.
Little L icon.
Yep.
I'll give it a go.
Okay. Look at that. Solving problems. Mike, continue on with the email, please.
Oh, yeah, there's an email. Gaming-wise, I've been getting back into Guild Wars 2 pretty heavily, with a splash of Darksiders 2 and Paper Mario Sticker Star thrown in for good measure. I haven't even hooked my Wii U back up since Lisa took it to the house to sit for her brother. But I honestly think that's more a testament to my recent laziness rather than being a statement about the hardware itself.
Keep telling yourself that, Steve.
I want to play it. Anyway, thanks for giving us another awesome show. I have to give a huge shout out to CPM, Chris, and Katie sent us two huge boxes of boys' clothes. And they seem to be seasonally timed perfectly. Thank you so much, and check your mailbox soon. Your palest of pals, Jeff, aka Steve, aka JSS Lifelike, aka that guy from that podcast. Oh wait, he's not on it anymore. Conga.
Oh,
nice.
You're welcome, Steve.
Thanks. Yes, thanks for the email, Steve. And he's getting down to the day. I think he's due in mid-April.
Yeah, April. Yeah, it just worked out well because our youngest was born in May. So there's about a year gap there. And it's like, well, we got all this we're not having any more. So let's see if we can find someone who needs this. Oh, Steve is going to have a baby boy in April. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you know, we're just, you know.
You know, Greg just said that he's due in April.
He is due. He's going to pop the kid.
That links,
Steve is due.
That links in nicely to that site, because the story I read on that today was they're basically, this is in technology, they've emulated a woman giving birth on two men.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. But guess where I saw that? On Reddit.
Did you? It was funny, because they've put all of the electrode pads on and everything and basically emulated the pain that you go through when you're in labour. So that was cool.
I think we should hook Steve up.
Yeah, let's hook him up.
He needs to feel the pain that this is going to go through
let's,
for him.
Let's not.
This sort of thing looks good. It just goes, get started, and then choose some topics that you like. Cool.
It's pleasant.
Yay.
It's brilliant, mate. Huh? It's really good.
Porn. Where's porn?
Porn. Oh, and suddenly your phone locks up because it has too much porn.
Yeah. You know what? You know what doesn't have too much porn? Next week's question of the week.
Yeah, it is very light on porn. Also, some might say it's light on substance. But I think if I can stall long enough, the question's just going to pop up. It's going to be right in front of me. And it would be something like, what would you like to see on the Gamer's Grill next?
Yeah, I've already started this conversation up on the website, but, you know, just see if anybody's got any ideas.
The masses. Yeah, so, you know, those not familiar, Gamer's Grill, Chris is taking this on. It is it's a section of our podcast website where he's creating up recipes. Pretty much, I think these are all your own recipes or recipes that you're pulling and creating up and testing.
Recipes that I've taken and modified and made my own, but yes, I'm doing all the cooking and photographing. Well,
yes,
Katie is photographing because usually I have food on my hands and don't want to touch the camera.
Which we appreciate. We appreciate. But yes, it's all well done. Good food, by the way. I'm now going to be, this is future knowledge, but there's a particular chicken dish that was just, kind of thrown out there.
Foreshadowing.
Discussed. Yes, foreshadowing. I'm a sucker for chicken, so anyway.
Chicken?
Yeah, chicken. So, you know, if you guys want, you know, an idea on some recipes, so maybe barbecue, snack foods, I don't know.
Mixed drinks, whatever you like.
Mixed drinks. What's a good cocktail for
that's right.
Gaming?
It's a good cocktail to get your game on. And nothing goes better with a good cocktail than some Monday Night Halo. So jump on in there. Halo jumping, boing, 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 on Monday nights, 8 p.m. in the U.K., 8 p.m. on the East Coast. And if that doesn't float your boat, then go dig some holes in Minecraft. Friday night racing, Friday night Halo. So in the U.K., you can either trade paint or trade bullets, whichever you want, 8 p.m.-ish Friday nights. And apparently this Sunday, the veteran gamers are going to be doing something rather rash. They're going to be playing Far Cry 3 multiplayer. 6 p.m. in the U.K. The Halo 4 tournament has kicked off. Please cheer on our illustrious host, Greg DeLacy. We know it didn't get off to a good start, but you'll get him next time.
I've got Rambo on my side. That's all I got to say.
They drew first blood.
It has to go. Yes.
They drew first blood. Yes. So do better. Happy birthday this week to Bongo the Sane, Amaranth, Duke Scath, and Link Stew. And welcome to the new members, Top 36, Brando Marino, and Chickenfoot, who reminds you to check in on the forum from time to time. Congratulations this week to Teflon212 for finishing Ninja Gaiden 3, The Razor's Edge. Stulek52 for finishing Uncharted 2. B. Aussie for finishing Split Second and Harry Potter Lego Years 1 through 4. PG Tip 77 for finishing Hitman Absolution, Mr. Miyagi 1984 for finishing Saints Row the Third, and Gabrielle Knight's Sins of the Father. Bizarre. John Mouse finished Medal of Honor Warfighter. Why, man, why? and Gamer Girl finished The Walking Dead Episode 2. Well done. Again.
Yes.
If you would like to enter the Victory Achieved contest, you must first follow at g4te.com on Twitter. Spell the dot. Next, finish a game. Whilst
any game.
Any game.
Yes.
Any game that is a video game that has some definitive ending, not a sports franchise with just season after season after season. Finish a game, the story of said game, the campaign. While there is something taking place on the screen that offers definitive proof of your victory, take a picture, including your shining countenance. No thumbs, no feet, no knees,
no
other bits.
No bits.
No bits. You have until January 31st to get into this round of drawings. The winner will be selected at random. And then it starts again. It goes every 3 months.
It's crazy. Just keeps going.
And that brings us to our favorite field correspondence.
If only he sent us a... No community spotlight this week.
1 week. It's 1 week.
He's asleep at the wheel. It's okay.
Banned.
But we can talk about the Indie Writers Block because although, you know, we're putting stuff up there, other people, they could put stuff up there too. Stories, right. They write about gaming stuff. You just have to contact Jay Schumacher. And to do that, you can email him at iwb@g4te.com or you can send him a tweet at iwblock. And he'll set you up and you can write articles and put them up on Gate. And if you so choose, you can also have the Overseas Connection repurpose you your article and get it up to a bunch of other people. We've done that for a couple different articles. We're putting our own stuff up there. Our first 10 look at Devil May Cry is already up there, Mike. If you're curious about Devil May Cry, you can go check it out.
Yeah, I can check it out on the YouTubes.
Yeah. We also have a lot of other videos that aren't on the Indie Writer Block. So we're putting up a lot of game trailers, and we're keeping that free from the writer's block because we want that to be kind of original content. Gamers Grill Chewy Oatmeal Bars. Yes. This good recipe, Chris. That's what I want to say on that one. Yes. So just some interesting, fun, you know, not always completely gamer-centric content, but it's good read stuff. And that brings me to iTunes reviews. We haven't checked in a little while. Want to kind of build up. Maybe we can get a couple more. But we do want iTunes reviews. So if you have an inkling and you like what you're listening to, or I suppose if you don't like what you're listening to, you could also... Yeah. We're open. Throw us an iTunes review. It helps us. And, Mike, why don't you do the closing notes? We're going to make you work the show.
Oh, man.
Speaking of working,
I
have to throw this out there. Hold on. This is weird, right? So Saturday night, I was driving from Newport, Rhode Island, back to West Point, New York, and I was driving through the town of New Haven, Connecticut, and I witnessed for the first time ever a shakedown happening live. It was a very strange thing to see. I called the police, and the police arrived on the scene and broke up the tussle. But I wasn't really sure what
it's
was.
It's quite a shakedown to me.
A lady of the night, if you will, was standing on the side of the street, and a gentleman appeared from out of the shadows, and they began to argue. And the argument ended when she took some money out of her purse and threw it at him, and he stormed off into the night just before the police arrived.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So a man arguing with a prostitute.
You could potentially think pimp.
Yes.
Arguing with a prostitute.
Yes. Right. That was gotcha. My.
I'm not familiar with this world, as you can tell.
Nor I. Which means I could be entirely wrong in my supposition. But
husband and wife arguing, but you know. Pimp hooker.
No.
Hey, pimp, leave
tomato.
That bitch alone. It's my wife.
So, anyway, yeah, I called the police and they arrived on the scene and I left. I was like, I am not hanging out here. So it was very strange. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, well, closing notes.
Yes, closing notes.
fantastic episodes. Email the show if you want to email the show. Email the show. The email address to email the show is ocpodcast@gmail.com. We've partnered up with a site called Google, which is why it's gmail.com. They're a pretty big site. We're in discussions. Tweet us as well. Our Twitter account is OC_podcast, which is run by Greg DeLacy and Richard Primrose. They constantly use it, and I don't know which one he's talking whenever it tweets. You can call us, which nobody ever does, at 626-506-2763 or some other shit that you can put in, but nobody uses the letters. If you want to leave us an iTunes review, fantastic. If you want to leave us a Zoom review, then go back 5 years into the past. Closing comments, pass to the next person like a speed round. Okay. Chris.
All right. I'm going to shout out our Facebook fan of the week, Susan Lindenhall. Congratulations. I'm going to shout out the Stick Man because he runs the Facebook channel. And I'm going to shout out Marcanix just because he's Marcanix and he needs a shout out.
Good God, Marcanix.
Yeah. So I'm going to send it right back to Mike.
I'm going to shout out my father, Victor John Chin. Good old Vic was 69 yesterday, and he still is 69, but it was his birthday yesterday, so I'll give him a shout out. So happy birthday to my dad. Primrose, go.
I'm going to shout out Pete Red Dog, because me and him were talking about rigs and PCs and stuff. Over the tutorials.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I am a nerd. And I'm going to shout out as well all the great snow we've been having.
Yes, we are fucking knee-deep in snow.
Oh, I spent 2 days sledging, and it was so good. I introduced my kids to the wonders of going down hillsides on large sheets of builder's polythene instead of using them crappy sledges, and they are completely converted. It's such a laugh. Videos available on Facebook. I want to
to Greg as we speak of how deep the snow was. It's pretty deep.
And a shout out to you lot for letting me get back on the horse after my last pissed up appearance on New Year's Day. And apologies for that. I didn't realise I was podcasted. that's about
it. It's a Breaking Bad, Primrose.
Well, we'll leave that until it comes back on. It's not got long.
You've watched them all, right? You've watched. You're up to
date. Yeah, I'm up to date. I'm waiting for the new ones to start. Yeah. Oh, I've got a shout out Quentin Tarantino because I watched Django Unchained.
Django.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Who's next? Chris.
That would be me.
Greg.
That would be
me. Oh, Greg.
Yeah. I'm going to shout out Mike for the picture of the snow. That is a mighty deep footprint you left.
Yep.
Yeah. Some deep snow. Some deep snow.
Sasquatch.
Yeah. I also want to shout out at CoopZillatron for shouting out our unshout out of Mike.
Oh, yeah. Coop. Yep. I know Coop. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm shouting him out, so you just relax there. I'm giving him praise.
I've met him in real life.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think we're done.
Done.
Yep. Done.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Everything.
It all comes back to Stu.
You're not taking advice off Stu, the man that has to press record.
Lovely headset. See, Rich, you're not the only one having...
Oh, did it again.
No, I can't hear him at all.
I can't hear him at all.
It's me and you, Primrose.
And now you can hear me.
Yeah.
That's a good intro.
I know.
Oh, he's cut again. There you go.
But can you hear me now?
No, we
can hear you. But you're vaguely, a million vaguely. Miles away.
Well, I knew Gary told me that they were doing their new podcast was coming on. Yeah. So I said, you know.
I say we go over there and beat them up.
We should.
I agree. We should.
Let's go.
Don't forget Spanish language news. I like that you're on the show and you have nothing, you have no idea what's
I have no idea. I'm just talent, Chris, clearly.
And that's even questionable, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about there. I don't know what you mean. That's obviously a joke. Well done. Good one. Red. Oh, the banter. I love the banter. That's what I mean. I always say 202.
Yes, but that is incorrect.
I do... Yes, as Chris
pointed
out.
I'm British, therefore, by default, I am correct.
That's not true.
Again. I don't know what I'm talking
Mike,
about.
Mike, just do what you do.
I don't like arguing with Chris. He scares me over Skype.
Wait till you see him in person.
Die! Kind of an Mike, intro to the Mike, game is what?
We lost somebody. Hold on.
Maybe we lost somebody.
Who did we lose? Rich.
Yeah, Rich dropped.
Is that a bad thing?
It's hard to say.
Are we going to miss? Mean.
I know. I would never be mean. Oh my God! You guys have been missing the hack fest that's been going on behind the scenes. I have been coughing up a storm.
Really?
Like you were hacking, yeah. Like you were hacking into government servers or something.
We don't talk about that on recorded conversations.
I'm not.
In trouble, mate.
Richard Primrose.
Hang on. Just,
when he comes on, let's pretend that it's at the end of the show and then just say bye.
As soon as he answers, just everybody say, what role will you play?
This would require me to add him into the call.
Yes, you do have to do that.
He has to answer. Also part of the problem.
So you're just going to say Rich shout-outs go when he answers?
Yeah.
Got it.
So when he comes on, just don't even give him shout-outs. Just go, all right, that's the end of the show. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. Time off, fool. This is riveting.
I know. We're going to do some major editing.
Major.
Yes. Particularly editing the
I see, now I'll cough into the microphone. I don't care because we're going to cut all this out. What the fuck, Rich? You jump on, you say, I'm here, and then you don't pick up. Why do I have a feeling he's still having problems?
Because his name is Rich.
Yeah. Mike, are you getting texts from him?
We'll have problems.
I'm just texting him now.
Pick up, you limey bastard. We're going at such a good clip too.
I've been while we're
there, he is.
Hey.
Rich, good timing.
All right, Rich,
shout outs, go.
Hey, shout out to everybody here for letting me be back. Are you finished already? I can't believe that.
See you later, everyone.
Joking, we're not done.
We're messing with you. All right, we were talking about games we're looking forward to. We just we talked about Dark Souls 2, so we gave you your proper due.
Oh, I see how you did that when I won to.
Well, you know, not our fault you decided to kill your internet. All right, hang on. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.